Hey everyone, how y'all doing? You doing good? Are you doing good? Something very jazzy. And it's actually Van Morrison's Moon Dance. I'm trying to get it right. And I've been messing around with it for the last couple of hours. And I'm trying to get this part on my own, on my Todd. Ah! Yay, I'm getting there. And the thing is, like, when I was trying to work that part out, now I was trying to work it out for a couple of, about an hour, I suppose. The thing is, like, when you make a mistake, and I see it kind of, you know, it's like in life as well, when you make a mistake, you acknowledge it and you just move on, you know? You make the mistake, you go, okay, and you just keep playing and playing and playing. You don't dwell on it, you go, oh God, I made a mistake. Oh my God, I'm so bad, I'm a terrible player. Oh God. You don't do that, so you just make the mistake, correct it. Don't be hard on yourself, and you find that you will just get better and better because there's no like criticism, you know. It's not, you're not overly criticizing yourself, so you're able to flow a bit better. So, Bob Dylan, and I'm learning a John Lennon song as well at the moment. So it's C, E minor, F, E, F, D, F, G. That repeats then, and there's a dream number 9, and there's a bit of it's like a breakdown in that, and I'm gonna have to learn it. I'll learn that during the week, and I'll have the whole song together then. So I learned the chords first, just to learn around it, and then I do the little bridge in the middle of it, whatever you want to call it. So that's another one. So anyway, I hope you're all doing good. I hope you're all doing fine, and I wanted to make this ramble because I know I didn't speak on what's going on these tours for a while. So, just to let you know, as you know, around Christmas there I had a very rough period of my life. Like, it was probably, I think it's probably the roughest period I ever went through. Like, it was bad, like, you know. You know, my living situation, I was in a lovely place and it was a great place to record and everything. And all of a sudden, the guy decides to sell. Doesn't, like, give a damn, you know, about anything. And just went away and did it, and I found myself like in limbo, no man's land, going, oh my God, what am I going to do? And then the pandemic was at the height, so it was very hard to find a place. And not only that, I only lived in that place, so to get a reference, it's very strict in Ireland, to get a reference, you need to be, you know, on terms with your last landlord and all that. But sure, the guy, he wasn't going to give me a reference, so I was kind of, you know, in a bad way. Like, so I eventually got a reference and I found the place, as some of you saw it, the cottage, and it looked lovely and it was nice and everything. But when I went into the cottage, like, it was absolutely freezing. And I lasted 2 months, about 7 weeks I lasted in there, and like every single day it was so cold. It was it was a battle in there, like a real battle to stay warm. I was burning, sometimes I was burning like $30-$40 on wood and turf and stuff like that. It was madness, absolute madness. Like, the fire was on from the morning right to, and I was actually sitting next to the fire, and the problem was the stove. It wasn't a stove that was like radiating heat by any means. It was freezing, and I showed you the roof and stuff wasn't insulated. So any heat that was there was going out through the roof, and the windows were paper tin. It would be a lovely place in the summer, like if you were staying there for a few days or whatever, but that's what it was. It was an Airbnb, and because of the pandemic, you see, the landlord changed it to a residence, which was like a sneaky move, because when I went in, first to look at it, she had all the heating on in the house, and she had the fire going, and it was a nice day as well. It wasn't that cold, so it was an illusion when I walked in. It was like, oh, this is nice, this is good, and I saw the acoustics, and I was going, oh, we're going to make some good stuff here. I had a nice chat to her. You know, she said, you can stay here and for a year, and I was like, yeah, yeah, it'll be nice. And she said, look, anytime you want to go, you can give me a month's notice. We'll shake in it and all that. But the thing was, you see, lads, it wasn't a legal lease. And it was like, that was the predicament I was in, you know? So it was like, get a lease or get a reference, you know, as a favour of someone. She knew it, the landlord knew it, I knew it. And I got in there. And it was fine. And I was like a few days in, and I was going. And at the time as well, my aunt was after dying. And it was like, it was terrible, because she was a lady that, she was young as well. Like, and like nearly all my childhood memories, she's in them, you know. So that was like, it was bad. And there's a few things as well going on at the time. And it was just, you know, it was just, oh, it was horrible. So the cold anyway started getting to me, and it was like getting up in the morning, and I mean, I'm freezing until you go back to bed. And when you go out to bed, you're freezing in the bed. Like, you see your red, you know, and you can see your breath. That's how bad it was. Pitch black around the place then. No neighbours. Weird tongue, weird village. And it was starting to get to me. And I remember I spoke to one of my good friends, and I did a call with him, like FaceTimed, and he just looked at me and went, you need to get out of there now. He just looked at me and said that, like, you need to get out of there now. And I was still saying, ah, I'll be fine. He says, like, it's only, I don't know, it was like February. He says, it's only February, like, and it's still freezing now, right now, in April, in Ireland. Like, it's still very, very cold. He said, you're not going to be good in there. You're not going to be able to do what you want to do. You're not going to be able to create and all that. And then I was starting to see that. I was going, I'm not. I was starting to, like, really struggle with my mind, you know, because when you're cold like that, when you're freezing, when you're kind of isolated, like that 5k rule was there as well. So I couldn't have any visitors. I couldn't go outside 5k technically. Like, you could go out to the stores and stuff, but there was cops everywhere. So it was like really, really like that. I was trapped. And eventually I made a decision. I said, right, I'm out here. And I called some friends, and they said, yeah, stay with us for a while. And I said, fine, like, grand. So I contacted the landlord. This is unbelievable, no, Lazare. I contacted the landlord, and I said to her, and she said, fine, no problem. She asked what we came to the agreement. And I said, yeah, grand. So she said, come down and meet me Saturday morning, and we'll discuss. And I went, fine. So I was at my friend's house at the time. I went up just to, you know, to get heat, because it was... Anyway, I drove down to her, and she was like, hi, how are you? And I'm like, hi, how are you? So I walked into the cottage, and she's like, yeah, you couldn't stick it. And I was like, no, I said, it's freezing in here. I said, look, no offence, I said, it's just very, very cold. And she's like, yeah. And then she walks off to the stove, and she looks at the stove. But what happened was, in the stove, if I don't know if many of you have stoves, but what happened was the stove, the end of it, cracked over the heat, because I was burning so much stuff in it. It cracked. Now they're cheap, like they're probably $25, you know what I mean, to buy a new one. And she looks and she says, "What happened to my stuff?" And I said, "Oh, I don't know. I didn't actually know." I said, "I don't know, because when she opened it, it looked cracked." And she picked it up and it was cracked. And I said, "I don't know, it's cracked." And I said, "Look, just, there's no problem, buy another one." She's like, yeah. And then she looks at the oven and she says, "What happened to my oven?" And I'm like, "What happened to your oven?" And she opens the oven and there's like a bit of grease in it. And I was like, "I didn't even do that. I didn't use the oven. Like, you know what I mean? I didn't even use it." And I said, "I don't know." I said, "Oh, that's my stove now and my oven." And then she starts going on picking out things that like were not, I screwed up because I should have taken photographs, okay? So I'm like, let's, because she's getting more agitated, you know? And then next she walks off to the door, right? Off to the front door. And she closed the front door and stands there. Now she just starts screaming, all right? "You're effing me, girl. You're effing me. You're effing me." And she's screaming now like a mad woman, right? And I'm looking at her and I'm kind of going, right, in this day and age, all right, I'm trapped in a house with a woman, right? Does only mean her. She's going crazy. She has a penknife, like, on her pocket, like, a big knife hanging off her. And I'm like, oh, and all the stuff in my mind, all I'm thinking of is, like, let me out the door. I don't give a fuck. Just let me out the door, you lunatic. Like, and she's screaming and I'm just staring at her because what I'm doing is I'm not reacting and using a tactic and just looking at her, kind of looking at her mouth open and a lot of like, you know, just staring, going like, what the fuck? A kind of a tactic of non-aggression I'm using, because like, I don't want to, you know. So I just keep looking and then she just kind of stops because she was staring at me, kind of looking. He said, "What's he doing?" And he was like, "Okay." I said, "Look, you need to get out of here." I said, "I need to get out of here," and that's just it. So I got out and I went outside the door and he goes, "Holy fuck, what was that?" It was really aggressive. But you know, I screwed up as well because when I met her first, right, she kind of threw some flipping comments about like foreigners coming into the area, you know, and being upset. But you see, my head was in such a bad space that I wasn't even listening to her really. I was looking at the house and I was trying to say, "Can I settle here?" And you know, all that kind of jazz. And she was throwing these comments. Now, they were mild, I think, at the time. But when that incident happened, I went, "Whoa, dude, you missed it there. Like, you missed it big time, you know?" She was really a nasty person. Like, but I actually got into the car and just drove off. And I, do you know what? I just forgot about it. I said, bye, because that was one of the, even though it was a bad thing to happen, it was nothing compared to what happened to me. And plus, right, when I met her first, she kind of understood that I was in a bad space, you know. She knew like what was after happening with my family and stuff like that. And but the other, she knew all of that, like, and she still went down that road. So I was like, this person is not right in the head at all, you know. So then I a couple of days later, I went back to the friend's house, and I looked up the place, and all the complaints from the Airbnb places saying that it was freezing. Like people from America, England, everyone said, your house is freezing. And she's like, oh, ha ha. This is going back like 2-3 years ago. So she actually knew what she did. And like, with the fire thing cracking, that must have cracked 1,000 times. Like, you know, I'd say it was cracked when I went in. But as I said, I screwed up. I didn't take any photo. I was just in a bad state of mind, you know what I mean? I wasn't right. Like, I was just all over the place. So that was the adventure there. And then I promised myself, and this is the thing too with landlords in Ireland, unless you're very legit, like unless it's gone through an agency, you're really screwed. Like, you haven't got a leg to stand on. Now, you're like, I could probably have done something about it, but at the time I just didn't want any trouble, you know. I just didn't want anything. I was like, go away, just go away to the other side of the world and leave me alone, you know. So so I promised myself then, that's it. I go, that's it, that's the end of it. Because this happened in my life a lot of times, like with landlords over the years, like it's been the same kind of team all the time. So I said, right, I'm going to chill out, I'm going to relax, and I'm going to buy something instead, you know. Something nice, something handy, where I can work, where you know, when I'm going to be happy, and I'm not going to rush into the same, do the same thing again, not going to crash in the same car again, you know. So that's where I am. And so in the meantime then, I'm using hotels and Airbnb to record, which is cool. It's cool, like it's working out, you know. It's not ideal, but it's working. It's good. I'm able to keep going, and that's what I want to do. I want to keep going no matter what. because I love creating and I love expressing myself like that. You know, I love keeping people happy. Now, and as well, no, guys, like, don't be feeling sorry for me or anything, because those days are over. That was a few months, it was 2 months ago now, I think. I'm very bad with time. But I think it's about 2 months ago, and it, like, it's past, you know. All that stuff is past, and I just get on with it. I just go, whatever. You know, there's more important things in my life. Like when I was saying, you know, on the bedtime stories, when I was telling that story about my bringing my mom to the for the vaccination. And it was cool as well, because I was able to stay in a hotel, you know, to do that, which was cool. Like, I'm exempt from everything, so I can stay in, over my mother and father being sick, I can travel around and do that. So that's it's a cool part of it, like, which is not, I know it's not brilliant, but it's positive thing about it, I suppose. But like when I went down with the vaccination, I was kind of thinking to myself, you know, like, I feel good that I'm around, you know. Do you know that kind of way? Things happen for a reason. Sometimes, like, things like that happen and it'll kind of wake you up to things that are more important, you know. So I brought my dad down as well. And he's like a Clint Eastwood figure, as I was telling you before, you know. He just doesn't care, like, come on there, take three of them, you know what I mean? Shoot out and shoot into the other arm, shoot into, just didn't give a fuck. He just, like, got on his horse and rode home after it and didn't care. But then he did get sick 2 days later. But he says himself he doesn't know whether it was, like, the medications he's already on interacting with, or whether it was the thing itself. You just can't tell, you see. Unless you're, like, a really healthy person that's on any medications. And you know, some people do, like, they get a shot and they go, oh, my arm is, you know, sore, and they know it's sore. So when I did my mom, like, and she was rattling, it was fucking hilarious, like, because she's nervous, right? And what she does then, she starts, it's weird, like, she starts attacking people. So inside the waiting room in the surgery, like, and everyone's getting it, like, what's he fucking wearing over there? Who's he looking at? He's very sussy. Look at his eyes. I don't like his eyes. And I'm like, mom, the whole place can hear you. I don't give a fuck. And she doesn't, you know what I mean? She doesn't care at all. And I find that interesting about, you know, all the people, like, some of them are just, you know, why do you want to change them now? So they just are who they are. My dad's the same, like, he is who he is, you know, it's just who he is. And I can't say, oh, dad, you shouldn't do that, you shouldn't that. No, you can say it, like, but you're not going to change him. So, my mother was in there, like, and there was, which did happen, we kind of came in first, and there was people actually jumping queue to get in for the injection. We're like, no, what the fuck? And I couldn't get up and kind of run my mother to the next, because it was a corridor, and there was, like, doors and, you know, on either side. So when you're waiting for the Gwyn, it was kind of, they were coming out randomly, you know, the door would just open. It was like, I don't know, like a door, three doors down, it opened, and the guy that was, like, last would run in. And I'm like, what the fuck? And it's happening for about 40 minutes. And then the nurse is bringing more people, and they're doing the same thing. And they're coming in later, like, and I'm like, oh God, what the fuck? And then this is Ireland, like, you know. So it took about 45 minutes to get get her in. And we got in, then it was hilarious with the nurse doctor as I was telling the story. And when the third vial of blood in her arm, and when I told her, like, you should see her face. And it was like the quickness of her head when she moved on. She went, what the fuck? And she's looking at the doctor, and she's looking at me, what the fuck, you person of pricks. Oh, God. And then she starts going into her whole medical history with the doctor, and the doctor was just like, she was like, no, she was lovely, like a lovely woman, but I said, she was like, what the fuck was that? But, you know, sometimes they get a good, you know, they get a good laugh too sometimes. They need that to break as well, the doctor, you know? Thank you. actually changed the string today, and there's a weird ring coming off. Like, you know what the hell is going on? But I suppose one string isn't the same as the others. It's kind of a cheaper. It's a cheaper string. So that's where we are, and I'm gonna be putting out audios. Now the YouTube stuff is gonna be a small bit slower, but that'll get better as well as we go. So yeah, I'm gonna be, you know, gonna keep plowing on. And thanks for all the support as well, especially for for just being there for me and cheer me on from the sidelines, which is always lovely. And for buying me tea as well. You bought me a lot of tea and that was lovely as well from you. So I really appreciate that. And so thanks very much. Now, as I said, lads, everything is fine. I'm on a good road and I know what I want to do. And I'm going to take my time. I'm going to be nice and calm. The last time, you see, when all this happened, I wasn't thinking straight and I was starting to do things. I was starting to rush and do things over a rash frame of mind, which is never good, because you'll always end up in some place or thing you don't want to be. Even though at the time, like when I look back now, what happened, I kind of go, oh, that had to happen. But it's easy saying that in hindsight. But when you're in the middle of it, it's bad. So this time is going to be a more measured approach, maybe. And find something more permanent and more... know where I can be happier and make some lovely stuff, hopefully. You might recognize that's All I Want Is You. From the cradle to the grave. That's another song. So I'm gonna love you and leave you, and thanks for everything, and yeah, I'm gonna do some good work. Thanks for everything, all right, and I'll see you out there. Okay. Mwah.